Welcome to Highway Christian Community's Sermon Download. Our aim is to reveal from Scripture just how good God really is. Find more of our sermons and other links, as well as contact details, at our website, www.highway.org.za. That's highway.org.za. May this sermon bless you. Enjoy.
When you're a son or daughter of the Most High God, fear does not have control over our lives anymore. So whatever it is that would set itself up to be feared has to be made low when we realize who we stand before as sons and daughters. So as you take your seats, I want to continue. This year we felt prophetically in the life of this church. You know, we don't just come here with a sermon that's rolled out in advance. We come with a sense of, what is God saying for us as a people? What is He saying to you? And I was encouraged this morning chatting to Richard. They were away last weekend, and he downloaded the teaching off our website. And he said to me, it was such an encouragement to him. Humble yourself that you may be lifted up in due season. You see, whatever season you're going through in life, and we all are at different seasons and facing different challenges. Some are in a great season, some are in a not so great season. Some of those seasons have been brought on us by others' choices, our own choices, government's choices. But whatever the case is, when we walk in these things we've been hearing about this year, to walk in humility, to walk not losing our hope, to walk with the joy of the Lord as our strength. Doesn't matter what season we're in. If our foundation is the Word of God, we're going to find ourselves not trapped in a season unnecessarily and permanently. But that there is an end to winter, as sure as the flowers spring up and the fresh new rain comes. You're not imprisoned to that for the rest of your life. So we're going to continue in this series. Now, I felt well-known saying, some of you might have had it written up on your walls as kids like we did. My parents weren't Bible believers, but they had this philosophy on their wall by Reinhold Niebuhr. God grant me the serenity. Now, that serenity is a very unused word today. Anyone know what serenity means? It's like, yeah, peacefulness. You know, if I'll say to my kids, there's no serenity in this house, they'd think I've lost it. So, okay. God grant me the peace to accept the things in the season I'm in right now, things I cannot change. Do you know that there's some things that I can't change? It's almost like we've got to make peace with those things, those dreams that are maybe dead and they're past, because it's over. The courage to change the things I can. Do you know there's some things that can change, but that requires courage. And then the wisdom to know the difference between those two. Because if I'm trying to change things that are unchangeable, or I'm leaving as unchangeable things that should change, then I'm missing out on the most important aspect of that, is I need courage. Say courage. That's the word that's been going through my heart this whole week. Some people are in a situation where they just need courage. And I want to come and through the scripture this morning, hopefully encourage some of you in this area of courage. The dictionary's definition for courage is the ability to face and deal with a dangerous or difficult situation. See, we have to face it, and then we have to deal with it. Sometimes it's difficult, and sometimes it's dangerous, but we need courage. The courage that will say, this thing can be changed. And I'm going to, in God, believe. There are a number of philosophies and sayings around this topic of courage. Let me just run a few past you. It takes courage to grow up and become who you really are. If you want to find out who you really are, it takes courage. All our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Walt Disney knew what he was saying when he said that. Or the greatest test of courage on earth is to bear defeat without losing heart. That takes courage. Courage is knowing what not to fear. And sometimes even to live is an act of courage. I was deeply touched this last week as I saw those pictures of Joost van der Westhuizen come up on the TV. And I remember what a legend and what a hero he was. And when he was diagnosed with that neuromotor disorder, he gave him 6 months to live. He didn't just lie down and lay down. But he continued to express his trust and confidence right up to the end. Sometimes it just takes courage to stay alive. Success is never final and failure is never fatal. It's courage that counts. So there's a lot on this topic of courage. But one biblical character who stands out for me supreme is Joshua. Because Joshua had some big shoes to fill. And he was given a ginormous task and mission to accomplish. To go in and take those grumbling, moaning Israelites into their possession and see them settled in their nation, the promise. And he had this enormous task. Moses had kind of ran his lap, passed the baton. And the very first words that then come to Joshua, and it's not clicking to the next slide, which is in Joshua 1 verse 6, says, "Have I not commanded you? Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous." See, God gives a command. Isn't that a bit unfair to command someone to be courageous under such difficult situation? But God says, be courageous. Not in the sense of, I want you to try. He's declaring it. It's like, let there be light. It's like, be healed. It's like God saying, be strong and courageous. He's empowering Joshua to have the very thing that he commanded Joshua to have. God's not commanding you for something, but that he's empowering. Be strong. Come on, Rich, be strong. Joe, be strong. Terry, be strong. Receive the input. Graham, be strong. Janet, be strong. And courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That's all you need to know right now, is God is going to be with you. Courage is something that he wants to impart into you. I'm not just talking about the soulish, you know, mind over matter kind of pep talks and self, you know, affirmation. That might have a place. I'm not against that stuff. But this biblical courage is something very different. It's something God says, be healed. It's something he says, let there be light. Let there be courage. Courage is a God-given infilling to face and deal with situations that are difficult and even dangerous. Who feels like they need a little bit of courage in their life where they are right now? Who feels like they're going through this season that they're enduring at the moment and they're saying, come on, Steve. I wanna walk in humility so God can lift me up. I don't want to lose the joy of the Lord. I want to know my hope. I just need a little bit of courage to get up and go. Well, that's what we want to speak about here this morning, is what do I think courage is? You know what I think courage is? I think it's the family who've just come back from the doctor and had a diagnosis. And there's a life-threatening disease. And they get on their knees together and they say, Jesus, by your stripes, we are healed. I think courage is the single mother that's got to get up every morning and get her children ready for school and send them off and go to work and come back and at the end of the day say, Jesus be the strength of my life. I think courage is the guy whose business collapsed and he doesn't know what next year is going to hold for him. And in his frustration and his pain, he cries out and says, God, I know I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. I'm at the end of my rope, but I'm going to tie a knot and hang in one more time. Wednesday morning this past week, we got to pray as the men between 6 and 7, as business people, not men, sorry, the business people. And we got together and prayed and had a great testimony. Roger shared that at his ripe old age and experience, he's been given a permanent job with a permanent situation. It's almost unheard of. Even one of Paul was praying and he said, yeah, Lord, we know it's really tough for old white guys to get work in South Africa. And yeah, you've done a miracle. So Paul, if you don't know Paul, he's an Indian gentleman. So it was just so sweet hearing it come from him. And we prayed and said, thank you, Lord. But then we felt a burden to pray across the church for many that are unemployed, Indian, colored, black, white, men, women, young, old, that are facing a situation of unemployment. And courage says, God, I know you are still for me and not against me. I know, Lord, it's for such a time as this that I'm living in this place and you've got a plan in my life. That, my friend, takes courage. That needs courage. What about the senior citizen that just lost a spouse and faces the last few years of their life without that comforting friendship of the person they've shared their life with? Who can then at the end of the day say, Lord, you said you will be a husband to the widow and that you are a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Does that take courage? See, that's what courage means for me. It took Jos van der Westhuizen's courage to admit that he'd made some terrible mistakes. And whatever you think of those, you've just never been under the same temptation he was in. The prestige, the looks, and the money to go with it. And he made some terrible mistakes. But he is a child of God. He confessed Jesus as Lord. And he served to the best of his knowledge through his life, even in his sickness. That, my friend, takes courage. Yes, I want to see the dead raised. I want to see the blind seeing. I want to hear that the deaf are hearing. But in the journey, in the season they go through, this thing of courage. What do you need courage for right now? What you're facing? Where you are in life? I'm always reminded of Russell Harris. He's one of the heroes of this church. And by the way, I got an email from him this week saying, if winter gets any colder than it is right now in England, he's coming back to South Africa. And he said he was listening to the sermon and heard his name on it. But this must be another one. But to lose a daughter to death, lose a spouse to death, lose a daughter-in-law to death, and come out the other side saying, though I go through the furnace, I will come out the other side refined 7 times. That same affliction and tribulation is like the searing sun. It's either going to make the clay hard or it's going to make the wax melt. Same sun, same heat, 2 different consequences. Either this season I'm going through is going to make me bitter towards God and hard towards Him and doubt His promises. Or this very same thing can be taken by God when I add courage to it, when I add faith and I say, fear, you're not going to rule in my life. I am a child of God. I'm a son and a daughter of God. And my courage is going to come from God's command to me. Be strong. Do not be discouraged. Yeah, we didn't take up the offering yet. And I'm not even through preaching. It takes a lot of courage to stop in your sermon to take up an offering, amen? Should we do that? Because I want the lights to be on next week when you get here. And the air cons to be blowing and the coffee to be hot. So we're going to give you an opportunity to take up an offering. And thank you to those of you who give electronically during the week as you come up to take the offering. Are you getting something out of this morning, church? Because I want to give you five things this morning. My sermon is ways to increase your courage. Five things that I believe will help in our pursuit of being a courageous people, being a people full of courage. So Lord, in the present economy, it takes courage to even part with our hard-earned dollars, our hard-earned rent. And Lord, we know that in the midst of this, even as I was speaking now, and some people who are sitting unemployed right now, or at the end of a contract, we prayed for you on Wednesday morning that you will be a miracle and a testimony in this house. So if that's you right now, why don't you stand to your feet? If you are needing employment or a contract has come to an end and you're trusting for the next one, but it's a real financial situation that you're facing, be very bold and courageous. Be bold. Stand up to your feet right now. And we're going to pray for you as we take up this offering. So Lord, we do. We thank you for men and women in this place as they're standing, saying, Lord, we need courage in this area of employment. We need courage in this area of work opportunities. We need courage to be able to get up and put our clothes on and go get that job. Go and be an entrepreneur. Go and sign up for something. Go and put our hands and our skill to work. But we trust in you this morning as we prayed on Wednesday, Lord, that many testimonies are going to come as a result of the favor you're going to show on people who are in this situation. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. So can I share with you some things that can help build your courage? Number one, remember who is with you. It says in Hebrews 13 verse 5, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Come on, stop in the midst of your journey right now and remember that He is with you. Secondly, remember who He says you are. In Proverbs 28 verse 1 it says, the wicked man flees though no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Come on, that's what the blood of Jesus accomplished for you. Your righteousness isn't at the end of a pursuit of trying to be good or holy. It's a gift that was given when Jesus' blood was shed. We should be as bold as a lion. Remember who He says you are. Thirdly, remember what spirit you have received. It says in 2 Timothy, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, of self-discipline, a sound mind. Remember what spirit you received. And secondly, in Acts 1:8, Jesus says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and to the ends of the earth. We did not receive the spirit of the world. We have the same spirit that lived in Jesus, living inside of us. So remember who's with you. Remember who you are. Remember what spirit you've received. And then fourth, starve out negative input. Come on. A submarine can only go down to deep depths because an internal pressure is stronger than the external pressure. Or else it'll crumple up like a Coke tin in a vase. Remember that garbage in is garbage out. We need a good pressure of God's word encouraging us to make up for the inundation of negativity and fear and all the can't do's and wouldn't do's and impossible, never been done before language that we hear around us from Job's counselors and the negativity that comes in through the media, the lying media. What does he call it? The false news. All this stuff. Okay, let's not go there. But all this negativity that's bombarding us, we'll be like a submarine at 400 meters just crumpled up under the pressure if there's not the internal pressure pushing out of God's word to us. I mean, here's an example. That's why I love the Psalms. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of what shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. Wow. You got to get the word into you in Revelation. The preached word, the written word, the spoken word. Starve out negativity. And then finally, remain in His love. Things that help our courage. Remain in His love. Look at 1 John 4:18 says, perfect love drives out fear. See, when you're abiding in, like Jude says, keeping yourself in God's love, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. We are keeping ourselves in the love of God. You know, you have a part to play to keep yourself in the love of God. You know, I know that. Because we just read it. Doesn't say, ask your pastor to keep you in the love of God. Doesn't say, go and do a, you know, a Bible course. It's your responsibility. Yeah, you can do a Bible course. But what I mean is, you can't get anyone outside to do it for you. You got to live like in the bubble of, hey, God loves me. God's for me. God's my friend. The righteous are as bold as a lion. I'm keeping myself in the love of God. You see, because that kind of love drives out fear. And I would suggest that fear is the opposite of courage. When my wife lost my 3-year-old daughter in a shopping center in Joburg on a Saturday morning, and there were just hundreds of people around, she thought nothing about jumping on the closest table and screaming on the top of her voice to get her daughter's attention. What was it that, you know how shy and intimidated of public. Now, I kid you not, when we first got married, Janet wouldn't have said boo-bar up here. Something that's grown as she's become accustomed to be bold as a lion, the boldness has now dominated her fear. But that's what love does. Living in God's love brings a boldness, brings a courage, brings a confidence. You see, we are those who can be as bold as a lion, to remain in His love, to keep ourselves in His love. I want to conclude where I began, which is God's spoken word is be bold. Do not be discouraged. There's an impartation that comes that is above just mental, intellectual knowledge. And even these things I'm sharing, if we don't catch the heart of them, they can just become information. Now, remember Jesus' disciples in the boat? He's sleeping. He's sleeping because he's tired. And the disciples are in fear. They wake him up. He rebukes the storm. He says, do not be afraid. He rebukes the storm. And afterwards, they're like, wow, he's so awesome, this Jesus. Why were we afraid? You think they would have learned it, because where they stopped, he got off, fed the multitudes, and again, it was like, wow, who's this man? Then they get in the boat. This time, he's not with them. He crosses over, says, see you guys on the other side. He needed a break. Maybe he was going to sleep. get some unbroken sleep, you know, if he went on his own. In the middle of the night, the storm comes. Jesus walks towards them. What's the first thing he says to them? Be not afraid. They hadn't learned the first time. They hadn't learned the second. They hadn't learned through any of these situations. And we even find, after the crucifixion, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, where do we find the disciples? Afraid, locked up in a room in fear. And Jesus said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. It wasn't all the teachings throughout their walking with Jesus. Although his words are true, and although they could have become revelation and rhema to them, it never did. It always just stayed information. So you can hear every sermon on courage. You can know the ABCs of courage. But it is an impartation that comes, that happened on the day of Pentecost, that resulted in the fruit of Peter standing up with the disciples in the face of the opposition and the persecution which had been promised them. And the church for 250 years was a bold church, a church that was tormented and persecuted, but a church that the blood of the martyrs became the seed that spread throughout the known kingdoms of the world. There was a boldness that came, a courage that came on a spirit-filled, anointed community. I want to deduce from that this morning, my friend, that we need regular impartations of His Holy Spirit to bring the encouragement and the boldness that we need for the road ahead. You've got an inheritance to go and take. You've got a land like Joshua, whatever it is for you. If that's a business or a family or a move or whatever God has got for your life. You know that He's got an inheritance for you. It's going to take courage. Are you hearing me? It's just to get your attention. Thank you for that drum solo. The phrase, fear not, is in the Bible 365 times. Isn't that interesting? One for every day of the year. And they say 85% of the things you fear today are never going to happen. I don't know where they got that statistic or who they are, but I got it on reliable grounds. 85% of what you fearing or thinking or anxious and concerned about right now, you're going to look back in 10 years and you won't even remember it. What a waste of energy. What a waste of good life that I could be having right now. Fear not. 365 times. Because you have an inheritance like Joshua did to go in and possess and take an inheritance and occupy a land. And God says, be bold. Do not be discouraged. He commands what He provides. So this morning, can we stand up together? I looked at my life and I just realized there's many areas I need courage. Dave Gibbon was, we were chatting after the men's meeting yesterday, the leaders' meeting. And just saying, in a way it was easier to run a church when we were mixing law and grace. Because there's always this element of you could pull the, you know, good cop, bad cop on the God story if you needed to. And God could be just a little bit miffed so that you just shine up. And when you come into the fullness of the new covenant, you can't use that anymore. And then there's a slackness that comes over many Christians because their true motivation is just being revealed. And it takes a season to get out of that until you come back into a right motivation. But when we saw hordes of people just leaving and calling us heretics, and it took some courage to stay focused. And to keep declaring the new covenant and the finished work of the cross. I know there's some people here this morning that can relate to those examples I gave earlier. A diagnosis of your health, a work situation, a relational breakdown. A child who you had to take to the airport and see leave to another country and then say, God, into your hands I commit them. That took courage, my friend, but it's still taking courage. And we need, I need, an endurance So right now, can we just lift up our hands and just allow the Holy Spirit to confirm His word with signs following? I love it when there's music in the background, not because we're trying to hypnotize anyone, just because it helps. So is there anyone out there who can play a keyboard or something? Dave Betts is in England, so he'd be up already. Courage, 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 courage. Lord, I know so many families in this church. My heart aches for so many people. But I know it's not me that's the answer to their prayer. It's You. So I don't want my heart to ache, because Your heart's already ached when You said, I so loved this world I gave My Son, that whoever believes on Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So Lord, right now, Your people need courage. I need courage. We need courage together. We need to hear the word, be bold and courageous. Those who are facing addictions, those who are facing financial lack, those who are facing loneliness, those who are facing all kinds of things right now, Spirit of God, would You just breathe upon us, breathe upon us. I've done my part now, Holy Spirit. You said You would confirm the word with signs following. We invite You, Holy Spirit, right now. Breathe. Breathe upon Your people. Breathe upon Your church. Oh, brastelebesia la lasciende reboso. Sondre sapreste per rebista balagastia legesteritese. Sieborosta balabasta. We remember who's with us. Oh, God, that You promised to be a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Thank You, Holy Spirit, for a fresh anointing. We've not received the spirit of this world. Oh, Lord, let Your word sink deeply. Let Your word sink deeply. This half an hour maybe is not enough for the other 75 hours of negativity that come our way. But we know little becomes much when it's in Your hands. So right now, Holy Spirit, would You just take the seed of this message and cause it to be deeply ingrained, deeply planted, well fertilized, saturated, saturated, saturated. Worship You, Lord. Worship You, worship You, worship You, worship You. Worship You. This is my desire, Lord. Yeah. Give me a G, yeah? G. This is my desire.
Lord, have Your way in me.
you, Lord. Let my prayer, Lord, this morning is that people who came in here with a courage deficit would leave with a breath of God in their hearts, with a word resonating in them. And Lord, as they just prime the pump of their joy, Lord, that new courage would begin to flow in their lives. Thank you for testimonies and breakthrough, and that we are not the slave of fear, because we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. So Lord, would you bless your people? Today I pray, would you keep your people, Lord, and would you make your face shine upon your people and give them great peace in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen. Let's give the Lord a praise this morning. Thank you, Lord. We leave encouraged today in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord forevermore.